is Representative Alice Hausman. She is from the great state of Minnesota, and she is in Moorhead and Detroit Lakes today to talk about some very important possible projects that might be coming to the northwest part of the state. Hello, Representative Hausman. How are you?
Hi, good. Good to be with you.
You bet. So what are you talking about today? You're going to be at Moorhead Community and Technical College. You're going to be in Detroit Lakes. What's happening?
Right. Well, we spent overnight in Crookston, where we were at the University of Minnesota, Crookston, and then left there this morning and had a number of people on board with us. And so between Crookston and Moorhead, we got a little bit of an education about flood mitigation, saw the towns that have not yet been dealt with, but then we began closer to Moorhead, began to see all of the investment that our flood mitigation dollars have done for this area. And that was very helpful because we know every year we commit to that, but we always want to be assured that all of that investment we're making will in fact prevent expensive and damaging flood impacts in the future. I mean, that's the one of the reasons you do
sure.
it is you hope you prevent damage in the future. And then, of course, once we got to Moorhead, we went to Moorhead Community and Technical College, where we heard a little bit from Moorhead State as well about their needs. But mostly, we looked at the transportation center at Moorhead Community and Technical College. And our visits to college campuses are always very inspiring and motivating. What we hear are the needs in the workplace, and we hear from the students who are seeking out training that is going to prepare them for those jobs, and usually they are really good-paying jobs in technical fields. We have a chance to hear from professors and students. In some cases, these are students who make mid-career changes. Sometimes there's corporate downsizing, which means they're out of a job, and so they retrain for something else. Higher education is always the biggest, most significant part of bonding bills, because we believe that is about the future, and we think that's what helps build a healthy economy in this state and keeps us economically competitive. So we are always interested in those.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I mean to interrupt.
On a totally other direction, we also had incredible presentations about local trails, the Heartland Trail, and then there was also a Pahrump to Pelican Rapids Trail. And here's what we're hearing pretty consistently around the state from small towns. Whereas the economy in their towns used to be built around agriculture or in some cases mining or, you know, a totally different kind of economic time, all of that is going by the wayside. And what these towns then look for is how do we reshape who we are? And what they're discovering is that if they look at amenities, we used to think of amenities as unnecessary, as frills, and certainly not something we wanted to spend taxpayer dollars on. But now all of these towns are discovering if you invest in something like the Heartland Trail and make it convenient and connect it to other trails, or in some cases arts and cultural organizations in these small towns, you draw people. Sometimes they just visit and sometimes they stay there. Sometimes it means you hang on to young people in your community who would move elsewhere, because the young demographic is looking for something to do. And so ultimately, what these small towns are discovering is if we invest a little bit in some of the amenities, we keep the workers that we need. And in these towns that still have a light industry and local employers, ultimately, they have to hang on to workers that keep those businesses open. And I think we heard some of that really pretty sophisticated discussion from all of these mayors and city council members and citizens.
Very nice. Representative Alice Hausman, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. If I'm not mistaken, you're from Minneapolis, is that?
I live in St. Paul.
In St. Paul, okay.
And I represent three suburban cities as well.
Oh, and the reason I ask and the reason why it's pertinent to my next question is because you are a Twin Cities legislator.
I'm
sure you've been around the state before, but your life is around the Twin Cities.
Yes.
So for me in Fargo, Moorhead, and I live on the Minnesota side of the river, Representative mm-hmm. Hausman. I live in Oakport Township, which might be an uh-huh. area that you toured today.
I have been there. I've visited there. We didn't tour there today, but we have in the past.
It is very important for me as a Minnesota outstate resident to hear that you, a Twin Cities legislator and a very important one on the Capital Investment Committee, are willing to come to our corner of the state and see what our needs are,
yeah.
whether it's in terms of flood protection, whether it's in terms of economic growth. You know, you're talking about the mm-hmm. Perham Pelican Rapids area, because
yeah.
this is a different world out here.
Yeah.
And no offense to us, no offense to you. Mm-hmm. It's just the cities and northwestern Minnesota are two different worlds. And so
yep.
for you to see this is a big deal.
Yep, you are absolutely right. And when people ask us why we come out, I said it makes a difference when you see and when you talk to local people in their local setting. And what I think my responsibility is as chair of the Capital Investment Committee, when I write the bonding bill, I should present a bill that is fair to the entire state, that any taxpayer will look at it and say the taxpayer dollars are spread equitably and fairly across the state. I think that's an obligation I owe a community like yours.
When it comes to flood protection, and I know higher education is very important. We talk about that. I know that the trails are very important. But first and foremost on our minds here in Fargo-Moorhead is permanent flood protection.
Yes.
When we're talking about trying to sew up all the small towns and all the areas up and down the Red River Valley, does that tie back into the possibility then of a Fargo-Moorhead diversion? Is that hopefully, in my view, I hope we get the diversion built someday, but is all this hopefully going to roll together someday, Representative Hausman?
Well, you know, that, I have to say, is one of the questions that got asked today. Because the diversion is really a federal government decision and sort of out of our hands, but we've known it's there for such a long time. But the problem is, if we had waited for that, we'd still be dealing with flood damage. And so the state has simply gone about responsibly dealing with its own plans around flood mitigation. And that diversion question still sits out there. But in the case of Moorhead, the encouraging thing is we are very nearly there. I mean, just to give you a sense of how much just the investment in Moorhead has been, 2009, $8 million, 2010, $21 million. 2011, $17.5 million, 2012, $12 million, and 2013 was $7 million. You are almost done. There are gaps. We toured, we did a fairly extensive tour of Moorhead, and so we saw the gaps.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Moorhead is very far along, and we can sort of see the end in sight. And what we're told is there's already measurable impact on less damage when floods come.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I presume that you've met with Representative Ben Lean today. He represents Moorhead.
He was with us the entire time, joined us on the bus, and certainly was with us at the technical college, and spoke to the group on behalf of the people in the region, and has been a good partner with us at the legislature.
Works hard
for your area, I will tell you.
I was just going to say, I know that he was only a freshman this last time around, but the people in Moorhead are already noticing some of the work that Ben Lean is getting done for Moorhead in conjunction with people like you, Representative Hausman. So I think when it comes to flood protection, when it comes to higher education, when it comes to outstate issues, I know that Ben Lean and Paul Marquardt are a couple of champions for our area.
They are champions, and you have two of the brighter. Paul Marquardt in terms of his leadership now in education, but Ben Lean, a very quick study, came in and effectively right from day one represented the needs of his area and particularly the issue you just raised, which is finishing up the flood mitigation projects in Moorhead. So you're very lucky up here. Paul Marquardt and Ben Lean are two people that I've just come to appreciate so, and I feel I'm in partnership with them as we write bills that respond to the needs of your region.
Representative Hausman, welcome to our area. Thanks for coming on the program today, and travel safely back to home in St. Paul, okay?
Thank you very much.
Yep, you bet. Representative Alice Hausman.